Chapter 5. Hear this, ye priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel, and give ear, O house of the king, for this judgment is for you. For ye have been a snare at Mizpah, and a net spread upon Tabor. And they have plunged themselves into the corruption of apostasy, but I will be a chastiser of them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now, Ephraim, thou hast committed whoredom. Israel is defiled. Their doings do not allow them to return unto their God, for the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they know not Jehovah. And Israel's pride doth testify to his face, and Israel and Ephraim shall fall by their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek Jehovah, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously against Jehovah, for they have begotten strange children. Now shall the new moon devour them with their allotted possessions. Blow the horn in Gibeah, the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Beth-Aven, behind thee, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be a desolation in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which is sure. The princes of Judah are become like them that remove the landmark. I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Ephraim is oppressed, crushed in judgment, because in self-will he walked after the commandment of man. And I will be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah his sore, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian, and sent to King Jareb, but he was unable to heal you, nor hath he removed your sore. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I will carry off, and there shall be none to deliver. I will go away, I will return to my place, till they acknowledge their trespass, and seek my face. In their affliction they will seek me early.